Well, joining us right now to discuss how the COVID-19 pandemic has been impacting his city is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
And as always, thank you so much, and it's always a pleasure to be on your show.
Well, thank you. So, first off, what are the latest numbers in the city in regards to COVID?
So, Dan, we're at 415 loss of lives here in the city of Brockton. Total count overall is 12,525, and current active cases, 230 residents are dealing with positive COVID cases. We're still in the yellow classification right now, which is really excellent news, but going to continue to be diligent and vigilant because we know we could at any time, you know, pop up slightly, and that would bring us into a red class. So,
now I wanted to ask you too. You were recently one of the communities granted a waiver by the state.
Yes, we requested Commissioner Riley and Department of Education to allow us to have two additional weeks, just strictly based on our student population size. I mean, just at Brockton High, Dan, we have 4,200 kids that are there every single day. So it was granted, thankfully. Superintendent Mike Thomas of the Brockton Public Schools put it forward after we voted it, the seven school committee members. And so April 26th is going to be the start date. Again, hybrid will be phased out. Parents and guardians are allowed to continue for the rest of the academic year if they want to do fully remote. But the 26th, we will be doing in-person 5 days a week at the Brockton Public Schools.
Now, I understand, though, there has also been some court closures due to the COVID pandemic.
Yeah, there really has. I mean, there's been some spikes going up, and unfortunately, you know, I think that some people are becoming a little complacent, right, because of the vaccine rollout. And you know, I even witnessed that myself sometimes driving around and the masks aren't always on the face. So, you know, there has been some spikes. There has been some closures. You know, here in the city of Brockton, our vaccine rollout has been exceptional, collaborating again with our local Board of Health and our neighborhood health center. Senator Ed Markey, U.S. Senator, is coming here on Monday, next Monday, to take a tour of the Shaw Center, which is our vaccine location. But we're also doing in locations, vaccine clinics, meaning we're going to the low rises and the high rises of the Brockton Housing Authority, and Brewster Ambulance, which is our partner, is helping do homebound to some of the seniors here in the city of Brockton. And then next Monday, the governor statewide is offering homebound services vaccine. So I'm looking forward to April 19th. That's the day I can roll up my sleeve and take that shot, Dan.
Now, I also understand that, speaking of which, there might be a need for blood in the city. There's a shortage. Is that correct?
Yeah, you know, I've spoken to some of the hospital personnel, and again, you know, they're always looking for donations for blood. Red Cross is really good, the catalyst on that. And again, I really just think at the end of the day, we've witnessed people, because of being homebound, you know, they're not necessarily going to their primary care physicians on a regular basis. You know, they're nervous, rightfully so. But, you know, you need to be able to take care of your health. And, you know, there are a lot of people that donate platelets and blood on a regular basis, and that's really been slowed because of COVID. But we're starting to see a little bit of uptick, and, you know, I'm hopeful that, you know, once we get this rollout full force and effect, we'll get back to some sense of normalcy.
Now, I wanted to ask you, too, the Shaw Center, of course, vaccinations taking place there. Overall, how are things going?
Exceptional, really. I mean, we had Governor Baker and Lieutenant Governor here last week, and as I said, U.S. Senator will be here Monday. It really is just a wonderful example of how you can collaborate, you know, public and private partners. Brewster Ambulance is up there helping us, and our local Board of Health, our Brockton Emergency Management Agency led by Steve Hook, and then Neighborhood Health Center. And so it's again, it's not a regional site. It is not as a local city site. But we are really working every day to get the shots in the arms to save lives. And another thing that we did yesterday, not COVID-related, we had a tour yesterday that we did citywide with Secretary of Housing and Economic Development. Mike Keneally was here, and Dan Rivera, the former mayor of Lawrence, who now is the CEO of Mass Development. And we took a walking tour of Brockton. And again, Brockton and construction is happening simultaneous with COVID. So when we do get this in the rearview mirror, we're really ripe for some really good economic recovery here in the city of Brockton.
All right, Mr. Mayor. Well, we are going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe.
Thank you. You as well.